The town of Brookline is holding off on deciding where to locate a new elementary school. While most everyone agrees that a new school is needed, there's no agreement on where it should be located. Last night, Brookline Town Meeting voted for further study. WBUR's Max Larkin was at that meeting, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Deb.
So first off, how badly is this school needed in Brookline?
Pretty badly. In the last 15 years, the number of students in town has vastly outpaced the number of people in town. So there's 4% more residents, nearly 30% more students enrolled in the schools. Class sizes are up about 10% across the board, and you've got kids learning in hallways, in a converted nursing home, in rented space. And that kind of threatens the education first brand that Brookline has tried to put together. The school committee and board of selectmen have been grappling with where to put the new school or where to put the new students for the last 5 years. First, they considered expanding existing schools, but some worried that would be too expensive. Recently, they've been looking at new site after new site, hoping to build a new school. But the chairman of the board of selectmen, Neil Wyszynski, says that's been a pretty frustrating process, too.
You know, we're a built-up town. And there's very, very little land. And the land that we have has people living around it. And Brookline residents are very possessive of their neighborhoods and of their open spaces. So it's been very tough.
So wherever town leaders look, they run into either opposition from neighbors or a regulation or a threat of litigation.
A recent proposal that was favored by some selectmen would have been using eminent domain to take 7 acres of land belonging to Pine Manor College. But Pine Manor has been fighting back. Tell us about that, Max.
Yeah, they would have seized basically the college's big grassy front lawn, some athletic fields, a pond, and turned it into a school site. And Pine Manor has a school that's kind of struggled in recent years. Its students are by now overwhelmingly minority students, many from low-income families. And there was a sense, especially with the college's president, Tom O'Reilly, that the school was being unfairly picked on. O'Reilly told me that big front lawn is vital to what they're trying to do at Pine Manor, which is to give minority students the traditional New England liberal arts college experience.
That's what we offer the students, the chance to be like every other college kid in New England, but at a place where they're not the minority.
So since he heard that the selectmen were going after his school, O'Reilly's managed to rally a lot of support with some prominent Brookline residents, including former Governor Michael Dukakis. And by last night, he'd won over a lot of people on town meeting. After the vote, they were congratulating him for holding off the seizure.
So then what did town meeting members decide to do next?
Even though they all agree that the need for space is very pressing, they resolved basically to study the issue a little bit more. The motion came from a Brookline Town Advisory Board member, Mariah Nobrega. She has 2 kids in the highly overcrowded Pierce School, and she says there's no disputing the need for more space, but that they really shouldn't rush into something, that a review available to everyone, a public process, is essential.
We need a school. We need it yesterday. We need to put up a solution that's going to get a majority of voters behind it.
The study they propose could cost up to $1 million, and supporters are hoping it can be completed transparently and over the course of the next few months.
And the proposal to take land from Pine Manor College, that's still on the table, so to speak.
Absolutely. It has its supporters in the room. President O'Reilly says he'll be watching this process closely, and he's still prepared to fight for the school. But then there are lots of other options that are kind of back on the table now. One is using a vacant school lot that's currently protected from redevelopment because of a National Park Service ruling. It's treated as a federal recreation area. The town's also going to go back to where they started, which is the idea of expanding existing schools.
Okay, and we'll continue to follow this story. Reporter Max Larkin from the WBUR Edify team, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Deb.